KEY.
America Tonight, the show, coast to coast, and in every nook and cranny, southeast, west, and north. The key thing is, with America Tonight, you can be part of the conversation. It's so easy, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You might want to sound off on this. Obama coming down hard on financial reform, but did you know that he got almost $1 million in Goldman Sachs campaign contributions? Now, you know, it's easy to take a sledgehammer to this, but it is quite a quandary, I would say, for the president, especially when you look at the way Goldman Sachs is being squeezed now, and what did they know, and was there fraud perpetrated? We'll get into that. Oh, we knew the Americans were stranded, but this whole ash cloud thing from Iceland, they say about 40,000 Americans have been stranded in England. It's chaos. And what's happening is exactly what I said. You know, you plan your vacation. You save your pennies. There's some cheap flights to Europe. You have kids from colleges that are going over on a Eurorail pass. They get over there, and then they're stuck on the day they're supposed to come back, or one of the days they can't fly out. So what do? They've spent every penny, and they're sleeping in the airport, and that's what's happened. And it seems like nobody's able to escape from Europe. Again, the ashes, like I said, just keep coming. In fact, the cloud hit the North American coast, and I'll jump into, you know, when do they think this ban is going to be completely lifted? It looked like yesterday that was going to happen with those test flights, but apparently it got that much worse. Finally, some sense on the floor of the Senate. Some senators are saying 3,000 more troops are needed on the U.S.-Mexico border. Gee, do you think when you hear of the tales of what's happening to the people who live close in the slippery areas of the border, particularly in parts of Arizona? So it's not a surprise that Senator John McCain and John Kyle are definitely asking to have Custom and Border Patrol agents to be glued to the Arizona-Mexico border by 2015. How long has this been going on? Not everybody, but there was a big chunk of America that rained down on the Minutemen, and the Minutemen were the guys who were helping along the border when it was getting so ugly and it's gotten that much worse. You know, you still have the fence. What happened to the fence? It hasn't been completed. So you have a partial project. I think about 700 miles of the stuff hasn't been done yet. And then you also have half aerial patrols. So you don't really have, you sort of have unmanned aerial patrols. And there's a possibility that they could be run a little bit more instead of just having a couple of sweeps here and there, because the violence, like I said, especially in Arizona, has really jettisoned up. It's like the Immigration Act that has to be signed by the governor. And once the governor of Arizona signs it, remember, that's where police can pull people over. And if they suspect that they're not here legally, they can have them arrested, have them deported. And there's been a lot of backlash over that. But that was one of the reasons why that was proposed on the state levels, because no help was coming really from the federal level. It's about 1 million people that cross into the United States from Mexico. Of the 1 million people, do you know about 600,000, they estimate, are actually stopped in Arizona? 17% of those coming across in Arizona had criminal records, meaning the drugs, the gangs, they had something back in Mexico. So there's just no way. And I have friends that live there. If any of you have been through Arizona, you know people that live there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, the U.S. immigration laws are so weak and the fences and the way to stop them just not strong enough. And you were talking about, we're talking about the worst of all elements that are crawling across in those more Spartan areas. So bravo to the two senators for bringing it up. Let's see what happens, if they're going to get their troops or not. Because then what you'll have happen is there are other border areas that are having problems as well, and they're going to be the next to speak up. But maybe this is the start of something serious, like taking immigration reform seriously and not just starting a project and stopping it and not just talking about it and then putting it on a shelf until after the elections. That's the problem. You have midterm elections coming up. We know this. The houses, the seats in the House, all up. A lot of senator spots up. McCain is fighting for his spot, in fact. And I think you're gonna see the winds of change really, really take place at the voting booth. And this is part of the reason why. How many of us are sick and tired of nothing but hot air coming out of D.C. I mean, nothing. Hey, coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about this huge, huge news. The U.S. and Iraq both claiming a powerful victory against al-Qaeda on Monday, saying that the forces, the combined forces, killed two top figures in an air and ground assault on a safe house pretty close to where Saddam Hussein's hometown was. So Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister of Iraq, couldn't be more thrilled that they bagged two of the bad guys, to put it honestly, and they showed photographs of their bloody corpses. I mean, held a news conference, and, you know, there was no warning. Here they are, and showed them. I thought it was a good thing, actually. The deaths are confirmed. They have the bodies, they have the identification, and this is good news. I mean, the more of these terrorists that they can knock down, particularly when they're at the top level, and they have so many lieutenants, I'll call them, for lack of a better word, lieutenants underneath them, this is a good start to trying to stamp out as many as possible. And you can bet that some of the top brass, some of the top generals, in Iraq especially, couldn't be happier to see the death of the terrorists, which is probably the most significant blow to al-Qaeda in Iraq since the beginning, they're saying, of the insurgency. So how huge is that? Because al-Qaeda is in Iraq and is still just as dangerous as ever in the so-called green zones and whatnot. They've had repeated attacks recently on the civilians in Baghdad. They're trying to start, you know, to sow the seeds of chaos again, and they're trying to push or exploit political problems in the wake of those inconclusive parliamentary elections there. So good for the prime minister, who I didn't think much of when he was appointed prime minister, but now is actually starting to muscle up and take more control of Iraq. We're going to let you hear what Joe Biden, the VP, said about this big score and the overall importance of al-Qaeda and what the U.S. military is doing in Iraq, what's happening in Iraq since the drawdown of so many of the troops. So hang with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
The latest on the Wall Street reform. The tug of war got pretty nasty, but it looks like the Senate might have its ducks in a row and some of the financial reform, there could be some compromise from what I'm hearing. I mean, it's still nasty. It's still, I don't think it's nowhere near done. I don't know that there's going to be enough votes. But from, based on a conversation I had today, I think there's going to be some compromises made here, and that's probably a good thing. It all has to do with the bailout. It's flat out. It's bailing out the dollars for the bailouts, and I'll explain that. We were just talking about Al-Qaeda in Iraq and the leaders being killed and how significant it is, especially with the amount of troops that have been drawn out of Iraq. I mean, we haven't forgotten what happened there, the bloodshed and all the brave men and women who were a part of this thing, and they're still there. We still have many resources in Iraq, but thank goodness, because man, I was bagging on this guy big time on Nouri al-Maliki. Had no faith in what he was doing. At one point, he was trying to whimper out and saying he was appointed prime minister. He didn't really want that position. He told somebody, I think, in the Washington Post a couple of years, that a reporter from the Washington Post. And then that's when I was like, oh, this is no good. Because you have you're trying to unite basically Sunnis and Shia and Kurds, and if that's the way he is with the chaos and the problems and trying to form this new government, it's never going to work. So finally, I think he really stepped up to the plate, and certainly the Iraqi forces did, along with help from the Americans. Here's what VP Biden said about it.
Iraqi security forces, with the support of U.S. forces, killed the two most senior leaders of Al-Qaeda Iraq during a series of joint security operations near Tikrit. Abu Ayyub al-Masri and Abu Umar al-Baghdadi, the former leaders of AQI, are the ones who plotted, planned, and executed terrorist attacks against the Iraqis in the recent past, as well as against Americans. Their deaths are potentially devastating blows to al-Qaeda Iraq. But equally important, in my view, is this action demonstrates the improved security strength and capacity of Iraqi security forces. The Iraqis have taken the lead in securing Iraq and its citizens by taking out both of these individuals. This counterterrorism operation is the culmination of a lot of cooperation and very hard work by Iraqi and U.S. forces to degrade AQI over the past several months and years. It's now incumbent upon Iraqi's political leaders to take the next and important necessary step to form an inclusive and representative government that meets the needs and aspirations of the Iraqi people. We remain committed to end our combat mission in Iraq this summer by the end of August 2010, and in accordance with the U.S.-Iraqi security agreement that was signed a couple years ago, to remove all U.S. forces from Iraq by the end of 2011. For today, I want to mark this important milestone as the Iraqi people stand up to those who would deny them peace, freedom, as well as security. There will be more difficult days ahead, but this operation is evidence, in my view, that the future of Iraq will not be shaped by those who seek to destroy that country, but belong to those who are building a strong and unified Iraq, as I'm confident the Iraqis will do.
All right, so that's, again, huge thumbs up. In fact, we have some applause from the studio audience in Minneapolis. Boy, these guys are sleepy lately. Al-Masuri, by the way, the one Al-Qaeda operative that Biden mentioned is an Egyptian, and he kind of was a low-profile guy, but way at the top of the ladder. And he even appeared in one of the videos in which he beheaded the American Nicholas Berg. So I hope this gives that family some satisfaction. And if they check on the internet somewhere, I know you can find the bloody pictures of his body if you know there's any release for them in seeing that. But do you remember that, what happened to Berg? And he was the scumbag who cut his head off in that video, like I mentioned. So this is a big one. There's no question this is a big one. They nailed them both in a house, and there were all these messages that had been released with Al-Baghdadi, who continue to call for jihad. He's the other guy, or basically that holy ward, holy war. They should be put in a ward, but against, as he was saying, the American occupiers in the wake of the whole election stuff. So this is, I mean, bravo, big stuff. And let's hope that this is the start of more things to come. You know, however many they can nail and knock down, to me, there could never be enough. As I was somebody who was in New York when 9/11 happened, and just again, a big bravo on that front, especially, I think, in thinking about the Prime Minister helping to be part of this, and that's a good thing. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. I don't think he has Al-Qaeda on his mind, but he might want to sound off on that, but probably hockey. How about that, Sam, though? I mean, all of us have a vested interest in knocking off the top tier of any terrorist organization. This is big because, I mean, these are bad people. They give a crap about human life. They blow our heads off our body in a second. That's just the way it is.
I had, talking about that, I was, you know, I went over to Julie's work for, you know, pick her up for lunch. Nice guy that I can be sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one guy, in a, you know, he, an Iranian, he said, you know, you Jews in Israel, I go, yeah, what about us? Well, you should get moved back to 367 lines. If not, Ahmadinejad will bomb you. I'm like, yeah, right, sure. But you have the Americans in your back pocket. Oh, please, right. And let me ask you this. You know, I apologize in advance. I hated being graphic. But if Ahmadinejad told you to walk around naked and have a gay affair, you'd probably do it just because he said so. He looked at me with this look like, you know, he didn't know what to say. Okay, let me rephrase that. What happens if Ahmadinejad said he wanted you to be a suicide bomber? Knowing you, you'd probably say, yes, I would. In that you'd be going up to heaven and have 72 virgins waiting for you. But knowing guys like you, and then she puts her hands on my shoulder and starts giving me a massage and says, Sammy, calm down, calm down, calm down. I'll say it. Knowing name calling, guys like you, you would probably want to do me and then go home to your wife. You disgusting piece of human excrement. Let's go, Sammy. I'm hungry. And we just walked out.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know, I came this close to belting the guy when he said that, that Israel has the United States in their back pocket.
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know that there are plenty of people that think that. But here's the thing.
Right.
You have to also look at how much of the Americans, especially now, how much of the Americans really need Israel.
That's right, because if World War III does start, if it does start, they're going to need a base.
They're going to need a base close to Iran.
Right. I mean, they made peace with Egypt, but still, there'll still be some hotheads in Egypt who will say, we don't want the Americans.
Right.
That's what I don't think Israel has. Like he says, Israel has the Americans in their back pocket. I think I wouldn't say they're sleeping together.
Well, lately, you know that there was so much tension between Netanyahu and Obama,
right,
and it over Jerusalem,
right,
and that was just one of the things. And then, of course, the latest thing was Israel has never admitted to nukes, and Netanyahu sent his second guy in command, but he didn't come to the nuclear summit either in the U.S.
Right.
So that was kind of iffy too.
For sure. So
yeah.
And as a parting shot, one of her friends said, hey, you're so gung-ho, renounce your Canadian citizenship and move back, you name-calling. And then the boss called everybody into the office when we all got back from lunch and went, uh-oh. A whole bunch of us are a whole bunch of people are in deep, deep trouble. Her boss has a role in the office. No politics. He says, you bring it up again, and some of you will be pink-slipped. Okay, you could talk about, the price of, like I said, she's a buyer for a major supermarket chain. You could talk about the price of oranges, say, in Israel or in Iran or wherever, but don't bring up the politics. Thank you very much. I know you're pressed for time.
That's interesting. A lot of people, absolutely, there is a no politics policy in a lot of places, not just in Canada, but in the U.S. too. Thanks, Sammy. Sorry, by the way, about your Canadians. Washington with a 5-1 win on that Monday night game for anybody who's watching the NHL playoffs. Just thought we'd throw that in. Oklahoma City, 15 years later, where were you?
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. Need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all
feel if your kids or your grandkids' school district took spy pictures of them through their laptops and then said, well, it was no big deal because the reason we set this up in case they lost their laptops. Turns out that the district in question, the school district, because this really happened, took 56,000 images. I'd say they were rooting around for a lot more than, oh, just in case they lose the laptop, we might be able to find it. I'll explain coming up on the flip side of this one. But first, Oklahoma City, it's been 15 years since the bombing. It's one of those, sadly, events that rocks us to our core where most people would remember where they were when it happened. You know, were you in a class? Were you working and sitting at your desk? Were you on a break somewhere? Where were you? I remember it like it was yesterday, of all places, because I hated going to the gym. I was in a gym on the central coast of California, just on one of those treadmills, and we were watching, because, you know, they had TVs, we were watching SportsCenter, but somebody turned the station on CNN, and as soon as they did, the images came across, and there was somebody else on a treadmill next to me, it was a guy, and said, oh, terrorism, this terrorist, that's what that is, or whatever. And then you started to see more information, the sadly kids and the bloodied faces and all that sort of stuff. And boy, there have been some interesting stories that have come out as a result of Oklahoma City. So here's the key thing. It's a very somber time to remember. 15 is one of those anniversary marks, whether it's good or bad. And certainly this was horrible for the people there, the Oklahoma City bombing. What a tragedy. And there were kids in the Murrah Federal Building that were in a daycare at the time. So many killed as a result of that. Just watching the video, just awful. Like I said, seeing the people scurry out of there and trying to save the people. About 600 people were injured in that attack. The deadliest at the time, terrorist attack on U.S. soil, right? So that's what was being reported. The deadliest attack, and that was it. And across Oklahoma City today, people observed 168 seconds of silence to honor those that were killed. Oklahoma City, for a lot of you listening to me, because this show, of course, is nationwide, isn't an easy place to get to if you live on the East Coast. What would bring you toward Oklahoma City? I've been there, and I'll tell you, it's a very kind of an awesome memorial that they've set up with the chairs. But it really makes you think, because that the chairs representing the people and the suffering of those families who had kids in that daycare. Now, some of the kids survived, and I happened to catch this today on CNN because they were the big breakers of the story, and a reporter went back and talked to some of the child survivors who are now teenagers as to, what that was like, what the moment was like. Rebecca Denny and Chris Wynn were two survivors, and here's what they said.
Yeah, a lot, I wonder. But I don't know. I guess I have something important to do.
I'm given like a gift, you might say. And if I don't make something of my life to succeed and like I don't make a difference of some kind, then I would have wasted my life. That dishonors those who died, because who knows what they could have done with their lives, but they don't have that chance. Sometimes, yeah. I think about the other parents, all the other daycare children and families who've lost someone. I felt guilty almost that Brandon, Rebecca, PJ and I, we get to live our lives, we get to fulfill our lives, and the other people, they don't get that opportunity.
Yeah, now, if you remember anything about Timothy McVeigh, prosecutors said that McVeigh's plot was an attempt to avenge the death, or the deaths, really, of about 80 people in the government siege at the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas, 2 years earlier. And that was the reason why. There was a documentary, remember this, the McVeigh tapes and confessions of an American terrorist. They were aired on MSNBC, and the recordings of the interviews with McVeigh pretty much show that he didn't have any remorse for the lives who had been destroyed as a result of it. Now, Janet Napolitano, who is the Homeland Security guru, I won't call her a guru, she's Homeland Security Secretary, and you know I have no love lost for this woman. I think she's cast in the wrong role here. But she marked the event by saying that it was a reminder of the continued need for vigilance against violent ideologies that lead to attacks like this one, so we can recognize their signs in our communities and stand together to defeat them. What do you think about that? Boy, there's a lot you could read into that one. You know, what's happening is, it's like the definition of militia. I've said this before, the Minutemen militia. I think it's incredible what they were trying to do at the border at one point. And militia has become a dirty word in America because recently of some of the arrests and the plan to knock off a cop and then blow up a funeral. And obviously, we know there are nut jobs in the country. We know there are people that are crazy and come up with whatever their ideology is, or where they take something from a group and they twist it into something ugly, and then that becomes the symbol for it. That's also the danger of it, is lumping everyone into the one group, which is what we're seeing with the whole Tea Party movement. The more I talk to people who have been to the Tea Parties, the more I'm convinced, yeah, there is some nut jobs, sure. Or there's some crazy people that just show up. They may even show up just to kind of disrupt things. But then there's people that are Democrats, Republicans, just there for whatever reason, some with a definite purpose, some curious about what's going on. So there is a danger on the other side of this of labeling people and lumping them in with the group. But I bet you remember where you were when Oklahoma City happened and had some thoughts running through your head as you saw the pictures unfold, whatever it was that you flipped on or newspaper you read or whatever you happened to see. So a big day in Oklahoma City. You had family members who went to the federal building, and there was ribbons and wreaths and all that kind of stuff on chairs that are there to honor the people that are dead. Like I said, it's wild to go and see it in person, to see those chairs and realize that symbolizes somebody. And remember what happened. It was 9:02 in the morning. So it was very, very early in the morning when this happened. 800-259-5791. Just kind of curious if people remember their thoughts about Oklahoma City. Matt, you and I talked about this off the air in the break briefly, but you were in school, and do you remember any kind of conversations that were going on about what it could be or no?
I remember, because I was in, I think it was in eighth grade, and I remember word kind of started traveling around the school, and so finally some of the teachers, because we had TVs in every room, and so eventually by the end of the day, I think we were all watching CNN or whatever was on the news at the time, and seeing the images then, but that's about what I remember. It's not as vivid as some other memories I have of big news events, but I definitely remember seeing the images on TV.
Yeah, it was weird. It was, and probably a lot of people were watching CNN because at the time, CNN was like the leader with that. You know, they were on the spot with news more than I think anyone. Even some of the other cable networks at the time, if we go back 15 years. But regardless, I know everybody was pumping it out there. And like I said, there was definitely some confusion. What happened? Was McVeigh alone? Was there something else behind the McVeigh thing? The materials he got, when he was stopped, you know, the whole deal. And to this day, a lot of people see some conspiracies surrounding this and some mystery surrounding what happened in Oklahoma City. But the bottom line is, no matter what, horrible for the people whose lives were destroyed. You have a child, a young child, and that child is in your care. That's your baby. And you take them off, and they're in daycare. Wow. And they're killed. This, of course, there were other people that were killed, too. It was just one of those situations of a minute here, a minute there, and perhaps you made it out of the building or you didn't make it out of the building. All right, coming up, I mentioned that we're going to talk about the district, the suburban school district outside of Philadelphia, where they had this fabulous idea to take pictures on webcams from kids' laptops and thought it was a good way, just in case they can't find their computers, because kids lose things. So this way we would be able to find the missing computers. Yeah, right. Dumbest idea they could have ever thought of. And especially no permission from the parents or the students? What? Now it's all out in the open, and some of it's pretty shocking. Hang through.
Thank you. You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's DoubliShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
For sure. So we started the show, we're talking about Al-Qaeda and two of the bad guys knocked off, one of them cutting off an American's head on video, if you remember, Berg, and what happened there. Moving from that, and thank goodness, some good news to report on that front, right? If you're keeping score, very, very good news, because these were two guys that were pretty much not too far away from Osama bin Laden. We move from that, and we're talking about Oklahoma City and where you were 15 years ago, and I think it is one of those things that you mark. Oklahoma City bombing, what happened in Waco, I would even say, too. I think some might not say that, because then that's that whole government overstepping, what really happened, the whole thing, and you get lots of different versions. And then 9/11, of course. Who doesn't remember that in 2001? How awful. So now we're jumping to something else completely different. That's the great thing about America tonight. Water cooler buzz, baby. We're all over it. This, I think, is so ridiculously inappropriate. They ought to nail these suckers to the wall and then some. And it's Lower Merion School District, which is in the ritzy area of Philadelphia. They call it where the Blue Bloods live, the main line. So the suburban school secretly captured 56,000 webcam photographs. Now, we've talked about this story before, but did we know it was 56,000 photos? These are screenshots from laptops. They issued them to high school students, and they're trying to pretend, because I think it's BS, that the reason why is kids lose things. You know, they lose their computers. This way they can keep track of where they are. And if it's missing, be able to find it. The district is trying to say that they remotely activated this tracking software to find 80 missing laptops in the past 2 years. Right. And that none of the pictures were inappropriate or the word the lawyer is using, salacious. No salacious photographs. The amount of images, like I said, is ridiculous and outrageous. Why? The first problem with this is, okay, if you want to put a tracking device on the computer, then you should be able to tell the students that, because what's the difference, and the parents, and have permission granted for that. Hey, we're worried we're issuing the laptops. It's expensive for the school district. We don't have a crazy budget, even though we live in a very wealthy area. So we're telling you this ahead of time. If somebody's going to take a laptop from us, we do have this spyware that we can use, and do you agree to it? Then no problem, right? They've covered themselves off. Why they wouldn't do that, I do not know. So the problem, I think, is, or not the problem, I think the problem for the school district, but for the parents, the FBI is doing a criminal investigation now as into a possible wiretap violation by the district. I would say, yeah, because that's part of surveillance, webcam surveillance. And now there's actually legislation and a bill that's been introduced that anything with the webcam would be under the federal wiretap statute. Now, that in itself might be a little bit dangerous, but in this case, I full bore ahead. I mean, this is ridiculous. They say at one time, they had 400 times during a 15-day period where you had, they had captured on the screen, you had somebody half-dressed or somebody that was sleeping in bed or, you know, whatever. And, not acceptable. For high school students, to do this to high school students, not right. Something's not right with this. The tracking program took images every 15 minutes. So it would take the webcam photo of the user and a screenshot at the same time. The program was sometimes turned on for weeks or months at a time. Well, there wasn't any kind of policy or procedure about activating it. There was none of that. There was nothing about turning off the activations. And, you know, it makes no sense. It makes no sense that they weren't aware of this and that they had these Mac notebook computers. And there was 2,300 students at the two high schools, and they all had them. So you can imagine they have to go through every one of those photographs. What do you think they're going to turn up? Nothing that's going to be explicit? I find that hard to believe. I got to think there's some bad stuff that's going to be on here. Yeah. And I think that there's going to be massive lawsuits as a result. They'll be lucky they keep those two high schools open. And the high school principals, shame on them to not, how are you running a school? And with what happens these days, how are you not thinking of that ahead of time? It seems to me when I know this, I went to Cherry Hill East, and I can remember I went to a pretty big high school. We had almost 4,000 students at the high school. It seemed like we needed to have parents sign off on everything. Even SATs are at this time, parents have to sign to allow you to take it or whatever. It was like almost over the top how much we had to have things signed. So it seems odd to me that a principal would think, or anyone running the district would think, that this would not be a big deal. It's turned into an incredible nightmare. And it is a great fair or foul, which brings me to our big contest on our next show in the third hour. If you call in the third hour, here's how it works. You get two questions. Matt, are you ready? Because we're going to pretend Matt called in. You ready for the test?
I believe I am ready.
I like the way you say that with such confidence. So if Matt was one of the callers, Matt in Minnesota, he calls up. We're going to ask him two questions, and his choice is fair or foul, kind of like true or false. If he gets one question right, he automatically gets David Faraday's book, The Power of Idiocy. If he gets two questions right, he's entered. He gets the book anyway, but he's also entered in a drawing for the Cobra S2 driver worth $375.
Sounds like an awesome prize.
It is, but you're not eligible.
Well, I just called in.
This is a fake call.
Well, you got to get rid of the guy that answers the phones. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Just awful. Okay, are you ready?
As ready as I'm ever going to be.
The top three Al-Qaeda leaders were killed in Iraq by U.S. forces and Iraqi forces. Fair or foul?
Foul is two.
Ding, 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 ding. You paid attention. Oh, my.
Woo. That hometown crowd cheering for me.
I love it. Can't beat that, right? All right, it's been 16 years since the Oklahoma City bombing.
That is foul. 15.
Ding, 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 ding. Correct again.
Oh. So, Lindsay, do you want my address so you can send me the driver, or how is this going to work out?
I'm sorry. That was just too brutal. You did get them right, so Matt would have been...
First time for everything.
Yeah, they were layup questions, but he did pay attention. So he would be entered in the drawing. He would get the book sent to him automatically, so how cool is that? But he may win this driver, too. And there's only going to be a handful of people that will be able to do it because, you know, we're just doing three segments of fair or foul. So you have to get in, and it's the first probably 15, I guess, is where we would get up to maybe 15 is what we'd be able to do. So that's the big super-duper contest, and we hope you all call in the third hour. It's a great prize. I have the club. I am directly going to mail this club to you guys.
Now, just to re-rack this,
mm-hmm.
We're doing this the third hour on...
Tuesday.
All right. So everyone knows that. And do we have the exact time?
Third hour. Second segment in the third hour. That's when we start.
All right. Everyone knows then. They can blow up the phone, and I'll answer it. If you talk nice to me, I'll put you in the front of the line.
All right, no cutting. It should be fun. I'm very psyched about this prize so much so I even posted on AmericaTonight.net.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?